Search and Rescue got a call on Saturday night that there were 10 hikers stranded up on Raven's Roost Ridge, and they didn't think they were going to be able to get out on their own. And so myself and the other lieutenant that was available at the time, Bob Carter, we went down to the fire station. We were able to establish cell phone contact with them and determined that there was no life-threatening illnesses going on at the time or injuries. And so we talked to them and convinced them to stay put for the night. And then we arranged with Temsco, the local pilot here, Steve O'Brock, that was great. He was down in Ketchikan at the time, but he brought up a helicopter, and we were able to pluck the 10 people successfully off the ridge on Sunday.
And all these folks, were they all adults?
They're all adults. There was a local person involved, and then some of the folks that worked at the cannery. And I don't think they really realized what they were getting themselves into, and they got themselves in a little bit of a problem on Saturday night. But once we established contact with them, they might have done some things wrong to get themselves in this situation, but once we established contact with them, they were great. They stayed calm, and they stayed together, and they followed our instructions, and that resulted in us able to successfully retrieve them on Sunday. We got them all down. I think we had them down around 11 o'clock or so Sunday. They were, a few of them had a few minor strains and sprains of their knees and ankles, and they were pretty wet and pretty cold. But I think they were all happy to be down, and we were all happy to see them. So it had a happy ending.
How did they get stranded? Was it the snow was the problem, or?
Yeah, they hiked up. I don't think they realized how deep the snow was. And you know, around town here right now, it seems like there's not much snow. But the minute you start gaining some elevation, the snow's actually way above normal in depth. When you get up onto the Raven's Roost Ridge there, it's actually over 10 feet deep. And they didn't have snowshoes or skis with them, so they told me they were breaking through to their chest in the snow. And so I think they got up there and they got. The hiking was a lot more difficult than they imagined, and the trail's marked with blue diamonds, but once you get towards the top, there's so much snow now that the trail markers are under snow, so they lost sight of the trail markers, and then they got into the deep snow. They actually made it up to the ridge, which is elevation's a little over 1,600 feet up there, and then once they got out into the open, they started floundering in the snow, and then it's really slowed them down, and a couple of them got injured, and then darkness overtook them. And that's when luckily they had some cell phones, and they called the police department, who notified the search and rescue group.
Well, that's good for anybody hiking out in the backcountry to remember too. Sounds like a good lesson for everybody.
Right. Yeah. If you're gonna gain any elevation this time of year, you need to make sure you got some good warm clothes with you, and you have snowshoes or skis at a minimum, because you're not going to be able to make it on foot. And in this case, where they just happen to be in a good spot where we have cell phone access to them, but that's not always the case. The cell phone coverage around here is real spotty. Luckily, we had good cell phone coverage for these people, and it really helped. It really helped being able to contact them and to talk them through what they needed to do and to keep contact with them to maintain that they were all right. If it had been life threatening, the Coast Guard will come out, but the Coast Guard will only come out if it's a life threatening injury in the dark. I mean, they'll come out in the daytime, but so we didn't attempt to fly them out at night because it didn't appear that there was any life threatening injuries involved.